To Papua New Guinea now, where the military has tightened security around the Manus Island Detention Centre to prevent food from reaching those inside. Since the centre was officially shut on Tuesday, locals have been taking food and medicine to the 600 refugees and asylum seekers. But this morning, PNG defence personnel turned away a boat that attempted to land near the centre. Detainees say conditions inside are worsening. Our correspondent Liam Fox joined me earlier from Manus Island, and I asked him whether the government was trying to starve out the detainees.
Well, I think it's a continuation of the attempt to starve out the refugees. The centre was closed on Tuesday. Power, water and food supplies were cut with the express intent of making them move out of the detention centre and into the alternative accommodation that's been provided. We've heard from refugees inside the centre who say that today a boat being driven by locals with some food on board was stopped from landing near the detention centre. That had been happening in the past couple of days. Locals had been bringing food and landing it near the centre, and the guys inside then coming out of the centre and bringing it back inside. But that boat was stopped today, so it looks like that avenue has been cut off for them. We also went to the front gate of the Lombram Naval Base, in which the centre is located, to see if there might have been a change of heart and media could come in. That wasn't the case, but a friendly soldier told us that they had been instructed to also stop people coming in with food, and that a local church group was turned away yesterday.
So, Liam, does this signal a change of heart by the PNG government, a tougher stance against the detainees?
It could suggest that, or that the authorities were simply unaware of it, and because it's been mentioned in a few news reports and by prominent men inside the centre, that they are now aware of it and cracking down on it.
Have you been able to meet with or speak with any of the detainees? How are they faring?
They say that conditions are worsening inside the detention centre. Been speaking by social media and WhatsApp and telephone that, yes, the conditions are worsening. The effects of hunger are really starting to bite. They say they still have some water. They've been able to collect water in wheelie bins that they've washed out, and it has been raining quite a lot here. They also dug a well inside the centre.
Have they actually struck water?
They have struck water. There are photos on social media showing that water. It's a bit salty, they say, and they're having to boil it over a fire before they drink it, but they are using that water. And another issue they've highlighted is the increasing impact of the lack of medication as well.
And what about food supplies? How are they going with that? Do they have food to last them for a few days, for a week?
Well, not very long, and given this crack on locals helping out by supplying food, that shortage you would imagine would get even more severe. When they were getting a bit of help from locals, one of them told me that they had enough for one meal a day. There are 600 men inside there, so it's a lot of food to feed them. So one meal a day, and given what we've heard today, there might not be even that in the future.
Has there been any progress on the legal front with that attempt to effectively get the centre reopened?
Only a small step in that the Supreme Court today said that they will hear the application for an injunction on Monday at 11 a.m. That application is seeking to have the detention centre reopened and for food, power and water supplies to be reinstated. Whether a final decision is made on Monday or whether it's an initial hearing it remains to be seen. The court could potentially make a decision there and then, a temporary injunction until it hears the substantive matter, but that's something that's hard to predict.
The opposition leader Bill Shorten is urging the Prime Minister to consider allowing refugees on Manus Island to be resettled in New Zealand. Has there been any mention of that possibility by the PNG government?
No, there hasn't. That only happened a little while ago, and I'm not sure if even the PNG government would be aware of that as of yet. But we do know that the PNG government believes it is Australia's responsibility to deal with both those who have been found to be refugees and who don't want to resettle in PNG, and for those who have not been found to be refugees and need to be sent back to their countries of origin.
Our correspondent reporting from Manus Island, Liam Fox.